CES this year came with the fighting fit for. The world's biggest tech companies descended on Las Vegas once more, and they brought with them some remarkable goods. We saw a lot of fascinating things. We saw things that just absolutely freaking blows our mind, such as a pee sensor for your toilet at home, or a flying electric boat. A flying electric boat sounds so freaking dramatic. A huge wireless TV. This year's show marks the return of full in-person CES. It's thought to have brought in more than 100,000 people. Over 2,200 companies talked about what they expect will be the next big thing. This year, and for the first time since 2020, the physical walk-in gave us better insights on the must-have products at CES 2023. Before that, hello and welcome to the iGeeks Blog Show, an Apple exclusive podcast. I'm your host, Shashanki, and in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the must-have CES 2023 products. If you're not connected with us on our socials, I've added the links in the description. Go find us, follow us right away. And if you want to connect with me, just hit me up on Instagram, Shashanki with an extra I. But before we get into the must-have products at CES 2023, for those of you all new to the tech world, what exactly is CES? So CES is the most influential tech event in the world, the proven ground for breakthrough technologies and global innovators. The world's biggest brands do business and meet new partners every year there, and the sharpest innovators hit the stage. This event is owned by Consumer Tech Association, and it has the craziest, nastiest, quirkiest, best, and really unique gadgets from every aspect of the tech sector. This year's CES was a combination of the most futuristic tests, the weirdest gizmos and gadgets, and the stuff you'll be actually able to buy and use. Now, I've gone through most of the products, so I've curated a list of the absolute best in this event. The criteria that I tried to follow for curating this list was, okay, so I followed the criteria to make this list, all right? And the products that I've added in the list have followed at least one of these concepts. The product includes a never-before-seen concept or idea. The product attempts to solve a major consumer problem. The product is a redesign or a different take on an existing product in such a way that sets a new bar in performance or quality. Finally, to avoid giving awards to products that may never, never see the light of the day, I gave more weight to those with at least releasing within a year's time, opposed to the products with no planned release date or, you know, an indefinite release date. The top on the list, just because it's a very random product to talk about, okay? That is with things you scan. Ever imagine you could get on the spot health data at home just by peeing? Well, you'll soon be able to do that with Withings U Scan pee sensor. The device sits at front of your toilet when you pee, and apparently it's best to sit when you do so to get an accurate sample. It will collect the urine, it will analyze it, and then sends the result to your phone via Wi-Fi. What type of results, you may ask? For starters, it can monitor daily ketones and vitamin C levels and test your urine's pH level, which can indicate overall kidney health. Use a different cartridge, and women can use it to track their menstrual cycles. We've seen at-home urine test strips that require you to get hands-on to get test results. But with U-Scan, it's just a seamless experience. Just do your business and move on. The fact that you can do this testing daily without really thinking about it and get results sent to you right away is what truly sets the U-Scan apart. The next product that I've really admired was LG's 97-inch wireless OLED TV. That puts every other TV to shame. The LG M3 series 97-inch wireless OLED TV is a behemoth that doesn't skimp on normal high-end TV features. This beast of a TV combines fantastic picture technology with its huge size to be one of the most exciting TVs in recent memory. What really takes it over the top, however, is that it's entirely wireless. Yep, no more fussing with a bunch of wires behind your entertainment center to get them to look at as if they were not there. With this TV, they actually aren't. LG says that 97 inches should be out in 2023 along with an 87 and the 77-inch version. But don't expect it to be cheap. The wired version of LG's 97-inch TV is going to cost you $25,000, while the 77-inch version is just $2,900. Just setting very unrealistic expectations, you know. The next product that I really admired was HTC Vive XR Elite. This VR-AR headset by HTC might be the best Vive so far when it was released in Feb for $1,099. Like, we've seen VR headset before, right? So what makes this one special? The size. HTC has shrunk the VR headset down to almost normal glass size and less than half the weight of the Quest Pro VR headset. Now, if you wear glasses normally, you don't need to wear them while using this. The adjusting dials or diopters can change the lens precipitation in real time, meaning the users need not wear glasses at all. That's a really useful feature if it works as well as expected. As a person who wears glasses, but has soared on the VR in the last few years, the combination of Elite's small, light chassis and the no glasses requirement makes VR a much more appealing prospect to me. Because I wear glasses and I know how difficult it is for me to just be able to use the goddamn gadget. I'm not about to rush out and buy a VR headset, but the tech show here looks promising, so let's hope that it catches on. Schneider's smart home system. Schneider's smart home system isn't something I'd ever considered owning till I thought of getting a place myself and I actually physically moved into an apartment all by myself. Let's just say the dark circles don't go anymore and the grey hair have increased whenever a new bill comes in. The system will allow users to save money by scheduling when certain outlets drop power by controlling the breakers, switcher and outlets to prevent energy vampires like TVs and chargers from drawing power when we don't need them to. For EV users, it can schedule when your vehicle charges, timing it to only charge when rates are lowest, or if possible, only charge using solar panels. As home electricity rates get higher, where I live, they certainly have. And with more devices that demand more charging in our homes, having this kind of detailed control without having to go unplug a bunch of stuff every time you leave the house or go on vacation is a welcome remedy indeed. The utterly surreal Dolby Atmos in-car sound in a Maybach. Dolby Atmos is a sound technology. Think surround sound 2.0 that attempts to fully immerse you in whatever you're listening to. Now, Atmos has been around for a while in moving theaters and home theaters, but the Dulux Mercedes Maybach S-Class is one of the first cars to use it. So how good is it? The experience is hard to explain, but it just felt like, you know, you're floating in the space while listening to music. Normally, when you're listening to music in a car, you can kind of sense where the speakers are located, like on which side of the ear the speakers are located. But in this case, it was very hard to point that out. Finally, the last gadget on the list is BMW iVision D, and indeed a vision for the iMan. I know it is a concept car. So my first reaction was to take every feature here with a grain of salt, right? But BMW has confirmed that the coolest and the most useful feature, the heads-up display, is coming to production cars in 2025. Instead of a traditional dashboard screen, the D uses entire windshield as the HUD. It's an AR display that uses the full width of the windshield and includes 5 levels of immersion. Level 1 will give you the essentials, speedometer, some navigation information and so on. Level 2 to 4 increases the information on screen and eventually overlay navigation information on the door. Level 5 can display a completely virtual environment and definitely is not meant for driving. Or rather, it's not meant for when you drive and is instead intended for when a car drives you. This is one of the best works in motion. You have to check out the BMW's video to get an insight of what I'm talking about. The concept car also has an e-ink cover on the chassis that can change color based on your own desire. And during BMW's press conference, the presenters made it seem like it could carry a conversation with you. Like your very own kid. But BMW admitted it used a backstage actress to show what it wants to do in the future. Again, only the HUD is confirmed to come in cars in the future. So it was the most useful thing to focus upon. Now, these are some of the products that really caught my attention and, you know, the usability is intact. Again, they also have the launch dates this year or sometime next year, apart from the concept car. But mostly they're going to see real life is what I'm believing. There's also a quick list of products that are actually coming in the next 12 months and you can physically own them. A good example of that is the Snapmaker G1 3D printer. Snapmaker is best known for its 3-in-1 manufacturing machines that incorporate 3D printers, laser cutters, and CNC machines. But the J1 is the company's first standalone 3D printer. The quality that you expect from a Snapmaker machine is visible in the sleek, futuristic design of the J1, complete with acrylic doors and a removable aluminum top. The J1 3D printer is an IDEX machine. That means it has two printheads that can run independently or together to let you print two models at the same time, or one model with multiple materials. It is fast too, made even faster when you use the mirror option and print two of the same model at the same time. The Fluent Pet Connect. While pet buttons are nothing new, Fluent Pet's latest model has a helpful app that lets you record your own responses to the buttons your pet pushes. Being a pet owner, this is a really helpful device for me. It also has a large speaker in one hex style rather than a small low quality in each button. This should make it much easier to understand what your pet wants. The new Connect system works with Fluent Pet's older system too, so you can expect your network easily. It's ready to pre-order now. Shipping would start somewhere in late Feb, and it's just available for $160. Unistellar Equinox 2. Unistellar announced a new model in its line of smart digital telescopes at CES on Tuesday. That will begin shipping in March. Thanks to image sensor and software updates, it can take better photos of stars, galaxies, nebulae, and other astronomical objects than its predecessor. Compared with the first-generation Equinox, the new model increases sensor regulation from 4.9 megapixels to 6.2 megapixels, takes better planet photos, and offers a wider field of view. And it's just available for $2,499, which is a great price, to be honest. These were some of the highlights of the products that I've really admired at CES this year. I'm hoping to buy a couple of them, for sure, for sure. Which were your favorite products at CES 2023? Do let us know by connecting with us on our socials. I've added the links in the description. And if you want to talk with me, you can just connect with me on Instagram, Hrishanki with an extra I. That's all from my side. I'm going to see you guys next week with more exciting content, probably testing one of the products. You never know. So don't forget to tune into the iGeeks blog show. This is Hrishanki signing off. Stay safe, stay hydrated, and sayonara.